Greetings there, Tiger sports fans, and welcome to this week's special edition of the Tiger Sports Network Extra. I'm here with Coach Natalie Kukas. Say hello to the folks, Natalie.
Hello, everyone.
So, Natalie, you've been coaching Wittenberg since 2004, correct?
Correct.
So how did you get into coaching the great sport of swimming and diving?
Well, I swam my whole entire life, and I'd actually taken a break from it, and I ran into Coach Hawes, who was my coach at Ohio Wesleyan, at one of my little brother's swim meets. He's now a junior on the Wittenberg team. He was around 8 at the time, and he convinced me to come be his assistant at Ohio Wesleyan. So it kind of went from there, and I also coached at Ithaca College while getting my master's degree at Worcester Polytechnic, and this is my 8th year here. So
moving on to this season, it's been a relatively successful season, correct?
It has. The women have had probably the more successful dual meet season, only losing to Kenyon and Dennison.
Which, for swimming standards, that's pretty much undefeated, right?
Pretty much, but not quite. And, you know, the men posted a winning record as well, which I think is fantastic considering the depth that we lost last year. So I think we are headed in the right direction, and it sets our teams both up well.
So moving on to the individual portion, as after all, swimming is an individual sport for the most part other than the relays, but have there been any individual standouts in your eyes this year so far? Any national marks that have been met already?
Sure, and you know, we like to make sure to say swimming and diving, and the reason is because our divers have been so instrumental in our success here at Wittenberg. I would say our one standout on the men's side, especially in the diving area, is Gus Appenbrink, who was a senior this year. He has met a provisional standard score for the diving meet, which he'll need to meet that again at the conference meet in order to qualify for the video review of who makes it to the national meet. Other men, I would say, are two standouts on the men's side, and there are many, so I always hate answering this question, but I would say freshmen A.J. Burt and James Dumstorf have done a great job leading the way in our dual meet season so far, but again, there are several others provided backup and scored really necessary points, and we've had some pretty big wins because of that. On the women's side, I think Jane Tavitsi is having a breakout year, and she's always been pretty successful. It's just been nice to watch her take that success to a new level this year. And then, of course, our medley relay, who was very close to making it to nationals last year, which includes on it Molly Gustafson, who was an All-American last year. So those, the people on that relay and Jane are really stand out as far as individual performers. But again, I think it's about a team effort, and a lot of times it's those people who may not be winning events but who are providing the supporting roles, so to speak, that are really getting the job done. So I don't want to leave anybody out.
Around this time of year, swimmers are talking about what the taper is. And for those of us who don't know, those of us on campus who don't know what they're talking about, or the rest of Tiger Sports Nation, why don't you tell us a little bit about what a taper entails?
Well, it sounds really complicated, but it's actually a very simple concept. And the reason they are so excited about it is because they have a lot more energy than they used to. In very simple terms, a swim season is spent trying to train your body to swim fast while it's very tired. And tapered means taking away that tired. So their volume of their training decreases significantly, over 50% by far. And we really allow your muscles to repair and prep for races and keep that intensity very high and work on speed. And then the results of that are going your lifetime best at the end of the season.
Now that we've talked about the taper, you're prepared, all the swimmers are prepared for the biggest meet of the year. Give us a rundown for what the rest of the week is going to be like.
Well, we'll depart tomorrow for Canton, so we'll do our warm-up tomorrow evening, and the men will compete on 3-meter diving tomorrow night as we prepare just to get in the right mindset and get a lot of rest for the beginning of the meet, which is Thursday morning for the swimming events through Friday evening. So every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll have preliminaries at 10 a.m. and finals at 6:30 p.m., and the top 24 people from each event will score in that event and come back and swim that again at night.
What events are you expecting to do very well at this conference meet? What are there any possible, they're all conference relay teams, they're all conference individual swimmers?
I think there's the potential for a lot of those things, I think at this point probably our medley relay on the women's side would be at the forefront of that list of all conference hopefuls. But that doesn't mean that there isn't potential for others to achieve that as well. I think at this point in the season, our ultimate goal is to have everyone achieve lifetime bests in the events that they swim and meet their goals. That we work a lot on goal setting, and I think that's achieving those goals as an individual then contributes to this team's success as well. The ultimate goal is, again, to have people representing Wittenberg at the national meet, like we have 6 out of the past 7 years, and I think we've got a really good shot at that.
Realistically, what teams do you feel you'll be able to compete with? I know that DePaul on the women's side, you beat them in a dual meet, but then at their invitational came in 2nd to DePaul. What do you think you'll be able to defeat DePaul this time around?
You know, I don't want to put a bullseye on our back. I think that on both sides, we are going to have a really tight competition with 2 different conference teams for our realistically highest finishing spot. So I think that's going to make the meet exciting. I think that's going to motivate everybody to get the highest place that they can. Of course, that will come by swimming the fastest that they can, and they'll be rewarded for that in the end result if we can put it all together and make it happen when we get there.
On a final note here, what can you say? I mean, I was here for the senior day, and a lot of students were here for the senior day, and it was, I don't know if it was, you could say it was a magical experience, but it was an experience for sure. What can you say about the legacy that these seniors are leaving behind for future Wittenberg teams?
You know, I think we have a really big bunch of seniors with 14 this year. I think that they are really a big part of the tradition that is created for the team and what they carry on in the future. And I think these seniors are the whole package. I mean, of course, they're fast swimmers, and we're going to miss that. But ultimately, they're the true leaders of the team, and they all lead in very different ways. And I think it leads not only to fast swimming, but perhaps more importantly, a team dynamic that's just really enjoyable. And, you know, having fun is part of why we do what we do, and having fun makes us perform to the best of our potential. And I say, you know, I have some things that I say to potential athletes, and that I don't believe success in the pool and the classroom are mutually exclusive, and I don't think that hard work and fun are mutually exclusive either. And I think once you start doing all 4 of those things, they start to become intertwined, and really, you know, it becomes a lifestyle. And I think that the seniors this year have taken that to heart, and they've provided that and shown that that's what the tradition of this program should be.
All right, so Coach Cougas, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck with the rest of the week.
Thank you.
Tiger Sports fans, thanks for listening to this week's special edition of Tiger Sports Network Extra. This has been the pre-conference interview with Coach Natalie Cougas of the Wittenberg swimming and diving team. For now, so long.